Well, good afternoon. We might recommence for the second hour of our panel. So if you'd like to take a seat, please do. If you're joining us for the first time for this second half of our panel today, a really warm welcome to you. My name's Hugh Chilton. I'm a fourth year history student and the president of the Evangelical Union. And it's great to welcome you today to our interfaith panel on whether all religious paths lead to life. We had a really stimulating discussion on my table in the first hour of the meeting, so we're really looking forward to engaging with more worldviews in this coming hour. If you haven't been to any Evangelical Union events before, or any of the This Is Life events over the next 3 weeks, a really warm welcome, and we'd love for you to join us at some of the other events as we investigate the big questions of life, and particularly what Christianity and particularly what Jesus has to say about these questions of life. So thanks again for joining us today. We'd love to see you at afternoon tea immediately after this hour, just out the back to the right. There's some yummy baked goodies there and lots of more information to get. But that's enough from me. I'm going to hand over to Lee McMunn, who'll be facilitating the second hour of our panel today. Thanks very much, Lee.
Thank you so much. I was very pleased in the first hour to get a round of applause for walking from my seat to here, so thank you again for doing that. Welcome if you are here for the second hour. Let me just tell you the format of what's going to happen today. I've been thrilled already just to listen to the words from the representative themselves. It's very easy at the popular level not really to investigate what religions are claiming for themselves, but simply to believe that popular ditto that, you know, everything's pretty much the same anyway. There might be, you know, superficial differences, but fundamentally everything's the same. I think it's really important to listen carefully to what has been fundamentally said from each religion. So it's great to see you, and we hope to be able to have a format today that allows that to take place. What will happen? Well, in each of the hours, we've been listening to three different religions or worldviews. There will be three different religions in this hour. We'll hear from them to see what they fundamentally believe. In this hour, it's Buddhism, Islam, and Christianity. And each presenter will speak for about 8 minutes. Let me just look at my friends over there. And then you will have an opportunity to discuss in your table groups what has been said. During your discussions, the presenters will wander around. And if you want to ask maybe a question or clarification, just stick up your hand and they'll come across. Your time of discussion will last about 6 to 8 minutes. But good for you to engage with each other about what has been said. Who are our presenters? Well, in this hour, we have someone new, so let me welcome the Venerable Neng Rong, who is the Buddhist chaplain here at Sydney University, and she's also, I think, the Buddhist chaplain at the University of New South Wales, and she's been here for 4 years. She has been teaching in a whole variety of settings, teaching scripture at primary, secondary, and here at the university level as well. It's nice to welcome the other two. The other two men have remained for the second hour. So we have Mohammed Assam, who is the fourth year Bachelor of Science student here at the University of Sydney. I said I would give you some new information about him if you have hung around. What else can I tell you? Well, Mohammed represented Australia on the international platform at the One Young World Inaugural Summit in 2010, held in the UK, which is a great country. So well done, Mohammed, for going there. And Ian Powell has remained. He's going to be speaking on Christianity. He works in here in the city to explain to businessmen about the person and the mission of Jesus Christ. Well, that is enough from me. I'm going to ask you to welcome the Venerable Neng Rong, who's going to speak first.
First of all, thank you very much to the organizers for inviting me. It's very nice to meet all of you. So what I'm going to do today is just to give a fundamental introduction to Buddhism, and just feel free to ask questions when you have the 8 minutes. All right, first of all, Buddhism was founded by the Buddha, who was born as a prince in India. I'm not sure if any one of you heard of the Buddha story, but he was born in India more than 2,600 years ago. So as a prince, he has a very comfortable life, but he realized that no matter how fortunate our life is, our mind is never perfectly calm and peaceful. The reason is because we are always looking for something. Even if we feel peaceful, it is only pretty temporary. Very soon, we'll be searching for something else and never at rest. So he realized that this is because we do not understand the truth of ourselves and the things around us. In fact, everything is subject to change and arises due to causes and conditions. Nothing stays the same forever. However, we tend to know in theory, but we do not seem to understand this thoroughly. We do not realize that everything is just like the flow of water in the river. That at every second, every moment, everything is in the process of changing. So because we can't see this thoroughly, we tend to develop a very strong, we tend to cling on to things as it is, as what we see, including this body and mind of ourselves. We are reluctant to accept any changes that's going on. So we develop strong self-centeredness and become very self-defensive and self-protective. And once we become self-protective, then we will start to defend ourselves. We want more for ourselves. We feel jealous about others. We do not want others to be better than us. Hatred, anger, arrogance, jealousy, selfishness arise. And this leads to a lot of conflicts and sufferings among one another. So Buddhism's perspective on life is that we should make full use of our life to develop understanding on the truth of ourselves and the phenomena around us. Understand that they are impermanence, they arise due to causes and conditions. We should be flexible in understanding that a lot of things need to come together for certain things to exist. And by understanding the truth, we will not be that self-centered, but rather we can appreciate and embrace others better. And in this way, our selfishness, arrogance, jealousy, greediness, and hatred can be reduced. It is by reducing these unwholesome elements in ourselves that we can attain more peace and ease. So there's no one who is constraining our freedom and cause us suffering. So if we reflect ourselves carefully, the cause of suffering comes from the unwholesome elements within ourselves. All this greed, hatred, jealousy, selfishness, arrogance that we have. So as a practicing Buddhist, the aim of life is to develop wisdom to see the truth of ourselves and all phenomena around us, free ourselves from afflictions, and to help and guide others to be free from suffering and affliction as well. And in this way, not only that we make ourselves happy, but also making others and the world a happy one. So the Buddha is a teacher who has walked the path and proved that it is possible for human beings to purify themselves and attain the state of ultimate peace and ease. So therefore, to Buddhists, the Buddha is a teacher. He's not a god, but he's just a teacher who can teach, just like a teacher who can teach us the method, but we need to walk the path ourselves. So there's a very popular saying in the Buddhist scripture. It says that by ourselves is evil done, by ourselves we pain and joy. By ourselves we cease from ill, by ourselves we become pure. No one can save us but ourselves. No one can and no one may. We ourselves must walk the path. Buddhas only point the way. So in short, the Buddhists look upon the Buddha as a role model, a great teacher. It is a self-reliance religion where we only rely on the Buddha for his guidance and the teaching that he has realized. So the practice of Buddhism emphasizes on the development of wisdom, compassion, and purification of mind. And it is by purifying our mind, developing the wisdom, that we can gain real peacefulness and ease for ourselves and also for the others. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. And there is lots for you to chew over there. You may have noticed that each speaker has been speaking about truth, about teachings. It may be something for you to pick up on your discussions about how we know what is true, who can speak from that vantage point. I was also very good to just hear about differences as well. It's good for us to know, isn't it, that not every religion believes in the same God, and even in a God, it's good just to work that through for yourself. So why not just spend a few minutes just chatting some of this stuff through, and then our panelists will wander around and help you out.